Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Coffee Break Swedish, Season 1, Episode 13. Hej och välkomna till Coffee Break Swedish. Jag heter Mark.
Och jag heter Hanna.
Hur mår du, Hanna?
Jag mår bra, Mark. Hur mår du?
Ja, jag mår jättebra idag. We're back with another episode of Coffee Break Swedish, and this time we are going to be putting some of what we've learned already about ordering food and so on into practice with a special conversation, a conversation taking place in a restaurant, a Swedish restaurant. Would that be in Svensk restaurang?
En restaurang.
Restaurang. Ah, right. Okay, I'm making it a little too French, I think. Restaurant. Restaurang.
Yes, you have to have a just put a Swedish accent on it and it's going to be fine.
Jättebra. Now, this one is a little bit different because we've already recorded our conversation and I am playing one of the characters in it, so I've done my very best to get as good pronunciation as possible, but we were delighted that Emma from our cultural correspondent segments was able to join us, and Emma is playing the part of the waitress in this restaurant that we were visiting. So we're going to listen to the conversation, and then what we'll do is talk about the language used in that conversation. Låter det bra?
Ja, det låter jättebra. And I think it's a good opportunity for our learners to practice their listening skills.
Perfekt. Låt oss börja.
Ja, det gör vi.
Okay, so as we said, we're going to visit this restaurant and let's have a listen to our conversation now. And we'll be back to discuss this afterwards. Hej, har ni något ledigt bord?
Tyvärr är det fullt, men vi har ett bord ledigt om en halvtimme. Vill ni vänta i baren?
Ja, gärna.
Vill ni ha något att dricka?
Ett glas vitt vin, tack.
Och jag vill ha ett glas rött vin, tack. Kan vi få se på menyn?
Jag är jättehungrig.
Är ni redo att beställa?
Nej, vi behöver lite mer tid.
Vad rekommenderar du? Har ni någon svensk specialitet?
Köttbullarna med potatismos, lingonsylt och gräddsås är jättegoda. Och laxen med dillstuvad potatis är populär.
Jag tycker om fisk. Jag vill ha laxen.
Jag äter inte fisk eller skaldjur. Jag vill ha köttbullarna. Kan jag få dem utan gräddsås? Jag är allergisk mot laktos.
Det går bra. Någon förrätt?
Nej, tack.
Smaklig måltid.
Tack.
Tack så mycket.
Smakade det bra?
Ja, det var jättegott.
Något annat? Kaffe eller dessert?
Två kaffe, tack. Och en kladdkaka. Är det nötter i kakan? Jag är allergisk mot nötter.
Nej, det är det inte.
Kan vi få notan?
Självklart, den kommer strax. Kort eller kontanter?
Kort.
Delar ni på notan?
Nej, jag bjuder dig.
Åh, tack så mycket. Jag bjuder dig nästa gång.
Tack så mycket. Välkomna åter.
Well, that was definitely a longer conversation than the previous ones we've had, Hannah. How did
it? It was quite difficult, wasn't it?
Yeah. Some new vocabulary in there, but some things that we'd already learned, like are you paying by card or by cash?
You start to get very good at this, Mark, don't you? How do you pronounce card in Swedish?
Kort.
Excellent. How do you pronounce short in Swedish?
Kort.
Oh, you're so good at this.
Well, it's one word. Well, two words, I guess. Let's go back through the conversation now and talk about each part. I think what would probably make sense is if, Hannah, you can read each sentence and then we get the perfect pronunciation. That way we'll be really practicing what we've learned here. And then Emma will be back later on because we've got a cultural correspondence section coming up too in this episode. So we can look forward to that. Let's go back to the beginning of the conversation. What was the first thing that I said?
So you said, hey, har ni något ledigt bord?
Right. So board, I recognize that is the word for table. We learned that when we were learning smörgåsbord. Yeah?
Yeah, precis. Bra.
So do you have something, something table? What's this något ledigt bord? So what does något mean?
So it normally means any, but in this particular sentence, it means a, so a free table.
Okay. Could I just say, har ni ett bord?
No, because I would more sound like you want a physical table, like you want to buy a table.
Oh, right. Okay, in a furniture store. So I would go to a furniture store if I wanted a table, but not to a restaurant. Okay, so har ni något ledigt bord?
Yes.
Okay, so what did the waitress say in response?
Tyvärr är det fullt, men vi har ett bord ledigt om en halvtimme.
Okay, so halvtimme, is that half an hour?
Yes.
Right.
Good.
And I'm guessing fullt means something to do with the restaurant being full at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
So can you go through this in detail?
So do you recognize tyvärr?
I think it means unfortunately or something like that.
Yeah, so it's a polite phrase of saying, yeah, unfortunately. And it's full. Men is but. We have one table free in half an hour.
Right. So men vi har ett bord ledigt. We have a table free. Om en halvtimme, in half an hour. So coming back to the tyvärr, we're starting with tyvärr, so the next word has to be the verb, is that correct?
Exactly. Well done.
So, unfortunately, is it full, but we have a table free in half an hour.
Yes.
And the next part?
Vill ni vänta i baren?
Okay, is this something about the bar? Do you want to wait in the bar?
Yes, and you recognize the verb vill?
Vill, yeah, so do you want?
Yeah, and ni is plural form of you.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then vänta is to wait, I'm guessing.
Yeah, exactly.
So would I say jag väntar?
Yes, because it's present tense. But in this sentence, we have two verbs. Vill ni vänta? So vänta have to be in infinitive form.
Okay. That makes sense. And my response to that is, yes, happily.
Yes, exactly. And then Emma will say, vill ni ha något att dricka?
So we've got vill ni ha något att dricka here. And earlier we had, har ni något ledigt bord. Is this kind of the equivalent of this difference between anything and just any? So have you got any free table and do you want anything to drink? Is that something like that?
Yes. And as you know, in Swedish we use less words. So något can mean a couple of things.
Right. Okay. Vill ni ha något att dricka? Would you like anything to drink? Or could we say, would you like something to drink? Is that a translation of that too?
Yes.
Okay. Right, so you ordered, I ordered ett glas vitt vin, a glass of white wine.
And I said, och jag vill ha ett glas rött vin, tack.
So you're having a glass of red wine.
Exactly.
So we've got vitt vin and rött vin, yeah?
Yes, and if you remember, the adjectives the end of the adjectives changed because of en or ett. En vin is an ett word, so it's tea in the end, vitt och rött.
Okay, so if vin, if we could we replace vin with an N word and see what the white and red would look like then?
Yes, so if you would talk about a car, for example, mm-hmm. is en bil.
Yeah.
So it would be en vit bil och en röd bil.
Right, so does the vit change spelling?
Yes, and did you hear my pronunciation change, Mark?
Yeah, let's have a white wine or a glass of white wine and a white car again.
So white wine is vit vin and a car is vit bil.
So it's a longer I. Is that because there's only one T?
Exactly. So in wine, vit is with two T's, car one T.
Okay. And so what happened with the rött?
So here we have R-E-T-T, rött vin. But when we talk about a car, we say röd bil. So it's R-E-D.
Okay. And the that you're saying there is O with two dots above.
Yes.
Okay. So en röd bil. Does this happen with all adjectives?
Yes.
So when we learn an adjective, we need to learn the et form and the en form of an adjective.
Yeah, and the simple way to remember it, if you have a noun with that is et, you always put that T on the end of the adjective as well.
Okay, and that's going to sometimes change the vowel sound depending on what the vowel sound is.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so you're having a glass of red wine, I'm having a glass of white wine, and then you added something else in, and I think this is something that we've heard before.
Kan vi få se på menyn?
So can we see the menu?
Yes.
May so we see the menu or something like that?
Yeah, so here we have a French word again. Mm-hmm. And you say, jag är jättehungrig.
I am very hungry. So I'm putting jätte in the front there. Jag är jättehungrig.
Ja.
Then Emma, our waitress, comes back.
Är ni redo att beställa?
So does this mean, are you ready to order?
Yes.
So redo means ready.
Exactly.
It seems a very strange word to mean ready. I don't know why. I didn't expect it to sound like the English.
No, and I know it's. I guess it comes from English, and it really doesn't sound Swedish at all. But that's what the way we would say it.
Okay, and beställa is something we've seen already in our previous lessons. So, are you ready to order?
Yeah.
However, I said that I think we need a little more time. Is that correct?
Ja, nej, vi behöver lite mer tid.
Vi behöver, so we need lite mer tid, a little more time.
Ja.
And I think the reason I know that line is because it's from a song. I can't remember which song, but I think it was a love song and it was something like vi behöver lite mer tid. We need a little more time together or something like that. I don't know.
Okay. I'm just thinking what song that can be. Knowing you, it's probably a Swedish version of ABBA. Could that be right?
I think it may be a Marie Fredriksson song.
Okay.
Possibly, but I'm not sure. Oh, wait a minute. Vi behöver lite tid för tystnad. We need a little time for silence or something like that. That's a Marie Fredriksson song.
I think I have a song back in my head now. I'm not going to sing, but okay. I think I know what you're on to now. Okay.
Okay. Let's continue on with our conversation.
I wasn't sure what I wanted to order, so I say, vad rekommenderar du? Har ni någon svensk specialitet?
Okay, so the first part of that is very similar to what we would expect in English. So, what recommend you? What do you recommend? And then you said, har ni någon svensk specialitet? Right, can I guess what's happening here? This någon, it looks very like något, but would the word specialitet be an N word?
Exactly. So någon change So we either have något eller någon, depending on if it's an or net word.
So this is singular here. Har ni någon svensk specialitet? The equivalent of saying in English, do you have any Swedish speciality to suggest in that sense?
Yes. And if we were talk about it in plural, någon would change to några.
Oh, right. Några. Right. Well, we'll maybe see that at some point. It works the same way here as har ni något ledigt bord?
Ja, precis.
Right. So do you have any spare table? I think in English we would tend to say, do you have any spare tables or do you have any free tables? But I'm guessing then in Swedish it makes more sense to make that a singular. Do you have any spare table? Because ultimately, if you're there with your family or your friends, then the chances are you're just looking for one table as opposed to multiple tables.
Yeah. So if you said it in plural in Swedish, it would just sound like you were after many, many tables.
Excellent. So what were the Swedish specialities that Emma suggested?
So the first one is köttbullar med potatismos, lingonsylt och gräddsås. And Emma says they are jättegoda.
Right, so this is all together. This is the whole...
whole dish, yeah.
The whole dish, yeah. So we've got meatballs, med potatismos. Is that like mashed potato?
Yes.
Okay.
So att mosa, the verb att mosa just means to smash something, to mash something together.
Okay. What does... Is there a word like that that means to cuddle?
Gosa.
Gosa. Okay, I don't know where that's coming from. Okay, so meatballs with mashed up potatoes. Lingonsylt, is that lingonberry jam?
Yes, so we talked about sylt some lessons ago. And then we have a new one, gräddsås.
Well, grädde, was that cream?
Yes, good.
So grädde with our varm choklad.
Mm-hmm.
So gräddsås, cream sauce?
Yes, exactly. And you have to have all this to make a Swedish meatball.
Yes. Now, she said that this dish, the köttbullarna, är jättegoda. What's happening with this goda?
Okay, so... Because we're talking about meatballs, which is plural, because believe me, we don't want one meatball. then it's a plural form and we need to have an A on the end. So if we talk about a meatball and köttbulle, I would say är jättegod.
Okay, but it's the köttbullarna.
Är jättegoda.
Okay, now I see that that's ending in N-E. I don't really want to go here because I think it's a complex question, or at least a complex answer, but that's the plural form, the meatballs, yeah?
Yes. And I think we're getting into this now, and I know I always say Swedish is really, I think Swedish is really easy, but the n-et and plural forms, that is what gets difficult with Swedish and adjectives. So... As soon as you manage those, you're going to be fine.
Okay. Let's leave it at that for the explanation right now, and move on to the other dish, because Emma mentioned laxen, which is the salmon, isn't it?
Yeah. So we have salmon and we have dillstuvad potatis.
So something to do with dill. Are they baked potatoes with dill or something like that?
No. So stuvad is something like... creamed potatoes,
I
would say.
Okay.
And obviously we have dill in everything in Sweden. So it's just creamed potatoes and then you have dill in it. And it's a very kind of traditional popular dish.
So she said that they are popular.
Yeah.
Okay. I said, and I seem to remember this phrase from something before, because I think I learned jag tycker om språk, I like languages. But here I said jag tycker om fisk, I like fish. So I am going to have the salmon, jag vill ha laxen. And the laxen there has the en on the end because it's the salmon, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. If I was going to have the meatballs, would I have said jag vill ha köttbullarna?
Precis, exactly, okay. Because it's a plural form.
Of course, and that's exactly just what you said in the next sentence. Let's look at the first bit.
Yeah. So, jag äter inte fisk eller skaldjur.
So, I don't eat fish, or what are skaldjur?
So, it's shellfish.
Ah, okay, skaldjur. Because djur is animal, isn't it?
Yeah, and skal is shell.
Mm-hmm. So, shell animals in Swedish, yeah?
Yeah, Swedish when you straight translate, it just often sounds so ugly and weird. It's very simple.
The strange thing is when I first saw you saying that, I thought it was, I don't eat fish or animals. I thought you were saying you were a vegetarian, but then you said you're going to have the meatballs, which I thought, okay. Vegetarian meatballs, perhaps.
So, no, it's shellfish because I say, jag vill ha köttbullarna, so I want the meatballs. Kan jag få dem utan gräddsås?
Right. Again, from my Swedish songs, utan dig, mitt liv går vidare. Without you, my life goes on. Utan is without, isn't it?
Yeah, so without cream sauce. And I explained afterwards that jag är allergisk mot laktos.
So you've got a lactose intolerance?
Yeah. So that, I mean, because otherwise I would want cream sauce because that's the best.
Okay. And so that was okay as far as the waitress was concerned.
Mm-hmm. And she also asked, någon förrätt?
So någon is anything, but what's this förrätt?
So rätt means dish. Mm-hmm. So she just asked if you want a starter, and för means pre.
Okay. So pre-dish, any pre-dish, basically any starters.
Yes, because we have förrätt, and then we have huvudrätt, which is the main course.
Is that like head dish?
Head dish, yeah. So when huvud means head, but it's also mean main. Mm-hmm. So you would see huvud on quite a lot of other ways. I'm thinking mainly the Swedish word for capital, for example, is huvudstad.
Yeah, I remember that from our Stockholm Kulturhörnan. Excellent. Okay, and we don't want a starter, so we just order the main dishes. And then when Emma brings them, or when her waitress brings them, she wishes us a tasty meal, doesn't she?
Yes, and we say this all the time in Swedish, so it's a little bit like bon appetit or something like that. And it's smaklig måltid.
So smaklig måltid. Can you say it again?
Smaklig måltid.
Smaklig måltid. So it's like a double bounce on that måltid.
Yeah.
Right. Good. Okay, well, we're going to, while we're eating our meal, we're going to take a short break and then we'll be back after the meal for the remainder of the conversation.
All the Coffee Break Swedish podcast episodes are free, but did you know there's a full online course available?
We offer video versions of the lessons where you see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes providing further information and additional vocabulary, and a bonus audio episode for every lesson.
To find out more about our online course, go to coffeebreakswedish.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, how were your meatballs, Hanna? Did you enjoy them?
Oh, they were jättegoda.
And likewise, the laxen var jättegod. Was that right? Jättegod?
Yeah, bra.
Okay. So we've had our meal, and then the waitress comes back and asks us, she uses this smak again. So can you talk us through this part?
So smakade det bra? And att smaka, the verb is taste, to taste. So it's just a past tense of did it taste good?
Okay. So, did it taste good? Smakade det bra? How was your meal, I guess we would say in English or something like that?
Yeah.
And you say?
Ja, det var jättegott.
It was really good. And then the waitress goes on and says something else. So what did she ask next?
So she said, något annat.
Now, I'm reading our transcript here as we're going through this. But we learned this word as något, but now you've said it's not.
So just to make it a little bit more complicated, as you know by now, Swedish people can speak quite quickly sometimes.
Okay.
So I would say that we have used något or någon. And that is mainly because this is a waitress who's quite polite. So she pronounces everything correctly. When we speak quickly to each other, and sometimes waitresses as well, they would probably say not or non.
Right. Okay, so we can kind of run the GO out of there and just say not, annat, or non. So what was the sentence that you asked earlier? Har ni någon svensk specialitet?
Ja, precis.
Right. Good. Okay. So not annat, anything else. The annat there is the else part?
Ja.
Good.
And then she asks, kaffe eller dessert?
Right. So a French sounding word there. So coffee or dessert.
Exactly. And do you remember I said earlier about starter and main course? We can also use, instead of dessert, dessert, we can say efterrätt.
Efterrätt. It's funny, when you say that, I imagine to be eating a dark mint chocolate when you're talking about efterrätt. I'll not say anymore, but I'll think of that. If I'm thinking if I would like a dessert, then maybe I would like something chocolate and minty. Okay. But I order two coffees, två kaffe, tack. Och en kladdkaka. Remind us what the kladdkaka is.
Yeah, so I don't. And when we ordered before at a cafe, we forgot about kladdkaka, which is a very famous Swedish cake. Att kladda in the verb is just means to be messy, to do something like something gooey.
Okay, so a gooey cake.
Yes, it's a chocolate cake, and preferably it should be almost runny in the middle. It's very nice.
That sounds good. And then I ask something specifically about the cake. What do I say?
Är det nötter I kakan?
So I think I'm saying, are there nuts in the cake?
Yes, that's what you say. And it's really important because jag är allergisk mot nötter.
So I'm allergic to nuts. Mot. What does mot literally mean?
Against.
Okay. You said earlier, jag är allergisk mot laktos. So this mot is against. I'm literally allergic against nuts, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. However, we're lucky. We're in luck because the kladdkaka does not have any nuts.
No. So you can have a nice efterrätt.
Excellent.
And then you ask after, I guess, your kladdkaka, can we få notan?
So can we have the bill, please? Is that the notan?
Ja, precis. And remember, Swedish people are not that polite, so it's fine to not say a polite word like please.
Okay.
Do you remember that when we talked about if you said snälla, it sounds almost like you're begging somebody. Can jag få notan? Snälla. You don't say snälla.
Okay, can we få notan? Notan.
And the waitress says, självklart, den kommer strax.
So självklart, we've seen before, it means of course or certainly. Den kommer strax. Strax?
Is in a minute.
Okay. Again, that doesn't really look like a Swedish word.
No, I know. And it's one of the few Swedish words with an X in. It's not many of them.
And yet it's quite, I would imagine, a fairly regularly used word.
Yeah.
Strange. Okay, and then we have our famous question.
Kort eller kontanter?
So is it cash or card, or card or cash in this case? And I say kort, it is paying by card. And then, what does the waitress say here? Because this is a little complicated, this part.
Delar ni på notan?
What's happening here?
So she just asks if you're splitting the bill.
Ah, okay.
Which I would say is quite very common in Sweden, that people split the bill.
Okay. So delar ni på notan? So are you sharing on the bill, as it were, på notan? And I then say, jag bjuder dig. So what does bjuder mean?
Well, thank you very much, Mark, because you are saying that you're treating me.
Ah, okay, so I'm treating you.
So bjuda is a quite strange verb because it means that you treat or you invite somebody. So if I would say that we are having a beer, you and me, Mark, I would say, oh, jag bjuder dig på en öl. The beer is on me. But if I would invite you to a party, I would say that jag bjuder dig på fest. If I would ask you to dance, then we would say that jag bjuder upp dig.
Is bjuda in some way like to bid? Is it linked to the word bid in English?
I think so, because if you bid at an auction in Swedish, you're bjuder as well.
Okay, well, there must be a link in there somewhere. Okay, so you say tack så mycket, thank you very much, and then would I be right in saying that jag bjuder dig nästa gång? Jag bjuder dig nästa gång. I am inviting you next time. I'll pay for you next time.
Yes, exactly. I get it next time.
Okay, and the waitress then says tack så mycket, and then she says something that I don't really understand. Can you explain this?
So if you go to Sweden, you're going to see this everywhere in both shops and restaurants. It can often be a little sign saying that, and is välkomna åter, which means welcome back.
Right. So it's nothing to do with eating.
No.
Right. Åter there is back. So it's like, don't be a stranger. Come back and visit again soon.
Yes, and åter is with an å, Mark, not an ä.
Not an
if this was ä, two dots over it, then it would be about eating.
Okay, sounds good. Right, what we're going to do now is listen to the conversation again, because now that we've gone through it, hopefully it makes more sense. It's been quite a challenging episode, this, and we've still got some more for you. So after the conversation, we'll be back with Emma for our Kulturhörnan. So let's listen again to the conversation. Hey. Har ni något ledigt bord?
Tyvärr är det fullt, men vi har ett bord ledigt om en halvtimme. Vill ni vänta i baren?
Ja, gärna.
Vill ni ha något att dricka?
Ett glas vitt vin, tack.
Och jag vill ha ett glas rött vin, tack. Kan vi få se på menyn?
Jag är jättehungrig.
Är ni redo att beställa?
Nej, vi behöver lite mer tid.
Vad rekommenderar du? Har ni någon svensk specialitet?
Köttbullarna med potatismos, lingonsylt och gräddsås är jättegoda. Och laxen med dillstuvad potatis är populär.
Jag tycker om fisk. Jag vill ha laxen.
Jag äter inte fisk eller skaldjur. Jag vill ha köttbullarna. Kan jag få dem utan gräddsås? Jag är allergisk mot laktos.
Det går bra. Någon förrätt?
Nej, tack.
Smaklig måltid.
Tack.
Tack så mycket.
Smakade det bra?
Ja, det var jättegott.
Något annat? Kaffe eller dessert?
2 kaffe, tack, och en kladdkaka. Är det nötter i kakan? Jag är allergisk mot nötter.
Nej, det är det inte.
Kan vi få notan?
Självklart, den kommer strax. Kort eller kontanter?
Kort.
Delar ni på notan?
Nej, jag bjuder dig.
Åh, tack så mycket. Jag bjuder dig nästa gång.
Tack så mycket. Välkomna åter.
Jättebra.
Ja, and now Emma is going to tell us about husmanskost, which is traditional Swedish food.
That sounds like the perfect topic for this episode. Over to you, Emma.
Hey, Mark och Hanna. Today, I want to tell you about husmanskost, which basically means homemade everyday food that is enjoyed in Sweden by many and is what most Swedes picture when they think of Swedish foods. Traditionally, Swedish husmanskost is made up of simple but filling meals consisting of food and drink made with ingredients from all over Sweden that is either in season or easy to store. Today, however, the husmanskost has evolved a bit and not only Swedish ingredients are used to make up these everyday meals. What do I mean by husmanskost? Picture meatballs, köttbullar, with mashed potatoes, potatismos, which is often served with brown sauce, brunsås, and lingonberry jam, or lingonsylt, and a glass of milk to drink with it. Another example of a traditional Swedish food is falukorv, which is a type of sausage that comes from the city of Falun. The sausage is typically curved and comes covered in a red plastic that is peeled off when you want to cook it. The sausage can be prepared in different ways, either in the oven or on a pan. It is often served with potatismos that we heard earlier, or pasta, that's just pasta in Swedish, and a lot of people enjoy putting ketchup or mustard on it. Another example of husmanskost is to eat pea soup or ärtsoppa with pancakes or pannkakor. This is quite a common food to eat on Thursdays, and I remember back in school, we all looked forward to the Thursdays when ärtsoppa med pannkakor was served. The pea soup is often made with yellow peas and has pieces of pork in it, while the pancakes are the Swedish kind, which are thin, almost crepe-like, and often served with whipped cream and jam. The reason we eat this on Thursdays stems from medieval times when people ate meat on Thursdays, but not on Fridays. Pancakes as dessert was added on later, and I'm quite glad it was. So, if you decide to visit Sweden, make sure you try some husmanskost while you are there. And if you're not lucky enough to go to Sweden anytime soon, you can enjoy something very close to husmanskost if you visit the food court in your closest IKEA store. So, has all this made you hungry? Är ni hungriga? If that's the case, I wish you smaklig måltid. Och tillbaka till Mark och Hanna i studion.
That is it for this hunger-inducing episode of Coffee Break Swedish. We hope that you've enjoyed it, and we hope that it's been a bit of a challenge for you. I've certainly liked seeing some new words and seeing them in context, because I think that always helps. Now, if you would like more out of this episode, and indeed to check out our bonus materials, then you can head over to the Coffee Break Academy, and you'll find that at coffeebreakacademy.com. Where you can access the bonus version of this, the video version of the episode, our bonus listening materials, and of course the lesson notes, all at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And you can find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Swedish, and we post regular content to help you build your cultural knowledge of all things Swedish.
We will be back again soon with more Coffee Break Swedish. Until then, tack så mycket och hej då!
Hej då!
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.